This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 23 Silverado 1500s, up to $7,500 in rebates. Go to sunchevy.com today. High of 40, low of 30. Clear skies expected all day, but it's going to be cold. Tomorrow, same kind of feel. High of 44, low of 26. Clear skies expected. And some rain coming toward the end of the weekend around Monday. Expect a 50% chance in the early forecasts right now. Again, that's fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. My name is Nicholas Harry-Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Get you ready for your day in sports. The Steelers have a game coming up on Saturday against the Indianapolis Colts. Pittsburgh Pirates lost Eddie Rodriguez. He had surgery on his UCL yesterday that went successfully, but that recovery time is 10 to 12 months, so he's out for the 2024 season. He got hurt in a Winter League game. The Pirates also signed Rowdy Tellez to a one-year contract. He plays first base. He can also be a designated hitter, as the lineup may allow. You can give me a call, 412-928-9370. Talk to me on Twitter, on X, at Callis underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. Talk about sports this morning. And I want to get to something that I think was interesting, and I kind of made fun of it at first, and then so many people care about this topic, about Mike Tomlin and his reputation. And there's a different perception between those who perceive the team from a national scale, and there's those who perceive the team from internally and more locally and more advanced. And I think it's fascinating. And Jason Lockenfora, our Odyssey insider, was on with Crowley, and he said, you know, the grass ain't always greener on the other side, bro. You know, do a little study. Look at all the other teams in the NFL. And, of course, we posted that. We did a podcast of that and the whole conversation. And people did take note of Lockenfora's point, which, I mean, their perception isn't like, I'm not going to say there's not some sort of foundation to that argument, in understanding that you're looking at every other NFL team and you're looking at how well they've done and how consistent they've been. And when you do that, okay, sure, that blanket statement, all right, sure, Mike Tomlin has done better than many of the coaches in the NFL over time. But my only counter argument, as somebody who has, you know, kind of witnessed the consistent 8-8, 9-8 finishes in the last few years, and the barely making the playoffs or not making the playoffs at all, and not winning any Super Bowls or playoff games over years, is sometimes the grass is greener, though, on the other side. To borrow a phrase from Mike Tomlin, not living in your fears is important. I'm not going to outright say fire the guy. I'm not going to say that. If you say that, if you called in right now and said that, I don't mind. I'm not going to shut you up. I'm not going to say that it's outrageous to think that. I wouldn't personally right now, just because I don't know where else they would go in the middle of the season or if it would really make any serious change. But if you think that way, I get that. And I hate the defense. It's like, look at every other team. I think the Doug Peterson Philadelphia Eagles situation is a great example of two parties that separated and grew stronger individually because of it. Doug Peterson's been doing a pretty good job with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Philadelphia Eagles made it to the Super Bowl when they brought in Nick Sirianni and changed up the quarterback situation. They went from Carson Wentz to Nick Foles, who won them the Super Bowl, and then through some trials, Jalen Hurts has emerged as a very serviceable, very talented quarterback. But all these changes for the Eagles and the Jaguars needed to be made so that they could succeed individually. And sometimes the tenure becomes stale. Mike Tomlin, I think, gets the best out of players, but like, maybe it's the best that he can give, and maybe there's more for them to give if there's a new perspective in there. And the way the locker room is right now, it's just not seeming like the message is becoming clear with everybody. The fact that, you know, some players are saying they weren't prepared and they took their opponents lightly, to others saying, no, we were fine. You know, to me, that's not great. And that responsibility falls on the head coach to keep everybody together. And I think that Mike Tomlin perhaps may be running out of that ability to keep players focused and keep players believing in the cause. And it's okay that that happens, but sometimes you need to make that change and set a new precedent when you bring in somebody else. Now, for those of you that defend Mike Tomlin, you're right. I have no idea who they may bring in. But I think that maybe a fresh face, and it's not my job to find out who they could bring in, but there's somebody that I'm sure they could bring in that may bring a fresh perspective and a fresh culture into the Steeler program. Because again, I mean, it's the Super Bowls that we're worried about. And we're not saying, I think that if you look at it from a neutral perspective too, it's not saying that Mike Tomlin providing us with non-losing seasons isn't impressive in some manner. But when you're looking at winning championships, just meeting the standard of 9-8 is not going to make us happy as fans. It's not going to make the players happy, and it's going to feel anticlimactic if they get into the playoffs at all and they get bounced in the first round by a top-seeded team. That's all. So the grass may be greener on the other side is my perspective on this. The grass may be greener on the other side. It's not always greener. Maybe the Steelers would struggle without Mike Tomlin initially, and they might have to make another hire, but you can never know what you can achieve if you don't try something else. And I feel like the Steelers could hire somebody that they trust to do the job properly. Which is why I don't understand the grass ain't always greener. Like, the Steelers will have a say, of course, in who the next head coach is. Maybe, you know, they'll try to find somebody qualified is my point. Maybe it might not work out, but again, like, they'll go through the process, they'll figure it out, they'll figure out available candidates, and they'll see what they can do. So again, I don't get the grass isn't always greener approach. It's like, you want to stay safe, you want to stay in your comfort zone because you're afraid of taking a risk that could help you. That argument I don't get. And in terms of doing a case study, doing a study on other teams in the league, yeah, they've made changes. There's plenty of teams that have made changes, and things have turned out very well. They're not as consistent as Tomlin is, I'll say that. They're not consistent winning seasons. But you got some poor seasons, and then you build up your talent, and then you make it deep through the playoffs, or perhaps a Super Bowl trip, a Super Bowl win is in the cards. But it's just, I don't like living in my fears, thinking about the Steelers, to borrow a phrase from Mike Tomlin. And again, the possibilities could be good. Taking a risk is the only way you're going to find out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.